California Governor Newsom addresses speculation of potential 2024 run. California Governor Gavin Newsom talked about his plan for 2024 recently during an interview with Politico, as speculation circulated that he will run. Newsom, 55, reportedly told the White House that he will not challenge President Joe Biden in 2024 if the latter decided to bid for re-election. "I've told everyone in the White House, from the Chief of Staff to the First Lady," he said during the interview, which took place on midterm election night. He also reportedly told the White House that he vehemently supports Biden's re-election. He insisted that he would not run even if Biden didn't run in 2024. The Golden State governor said that he would not challenge Biden because infighting in the Democratic Party will hurt the chances of the party candidates winning in 2024. Especially against two potential Republican candidates, former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Won re-election by narrower margin. Newsom just won another 4 years as California's governor in the midterm elections. Though portrayed as a rising star in the Democratic Party by some media, Newsom apparently is losing steam in the solidly blue state. He got 57.9%, or 3.2 million votes, in the midterm. Brian Dahl, his Republican challenger, had 42.1%, or 2.3 million. In the 2018 gubernatorial race, he won by a much larger margin with 61.9% and 7.7 million votes. Midterm election data shows several factors acted in disfavor of the Democratic Party. American Enterprise Institute senior fellow emeritus Michael Barone wrote in an analysis. Turnout worked against Democrats because it went down in big cities much more than in the suburbs. At the same time, traditional Democratic groups including Hispanic and Asian voters became less Democratic, he said. Republicans win House by 3.3 million votes. According to data compiled by the Cook Political Report, Republican House candidates received over 3.3 million more popular votes than their Democratic counterparts in the midterm elections. Out of the total 106.6 million votes, Republicans beat Democrats with an advantage of 50.8% to 47.7%. Charlie Cook, founder of the Cook Political Report, wrote on November 14 that the Republican Party with a 4.9 percentage point advantage at that time would normally gain 20 to 30 seats in the House, but didn't gain as many seats as anticipated. Simply put, Republicans picked up the votes they needed, just not where they needed them most. Clearly something or someone intervened, affecting the outcome of the election in the places that mattered, he wrote. Barone believes advances in the popular votes didn't give the Republican Party more seats because of redistricting, and Republican voters are more concentrated than before. However, the advantage in popular votes indicates the Republican Party could have a hopeful 2024. Republican House candidates won 58% of the popular vote in the South and 53% in the Midwest, two regions that together account for 298 of the 538 electoral votes. Duplicating that support is one way an unproblematic Republican nominee could top 270 electoral votes in 2024, he wrote.